Good morning from Rochester, Minnesota, wherever you are. If it's good evening or good afternoon or good night, receive my greetings, please, and thank you. So, I haven't talked to you guys in a while. It's been a while. Maybe there's a week difference so far. And we haven't really talked about any books lately. We have just been consumed with COVID-19, with the coronavirus and the topics of quarantine. The reason I did a switch like that is because it was so trendy that nobody was really interested in anything else at that time. So I didn't want to be insensitive. And I wanted to really go in and, you know, answer some questions in people's heads and have some conversations that's already going on in your heads. So that's why I made a switch there, but it won't be permanent. We're definitely going back to normal very soon. But at first I want to make sure that, you know, we are really taking care of your well-being, your mind, that your mind is well and that you're well inside. Because if you're well inside, then you could be well outside. Then you could be able to strengthen your immune system. Which, by the way, how are you doing? How is everything so far? How is staying inside? And now, what are you doing different? I have been asking you to write to me, comment, favorite. Most of you are listening to the show, but you're not really very communicative, not talking to me much. Talk to me. Don't be shy. So, why did I take a week's break? I took a week's break because I was... I told you guys before this that I was working on something that was really near and dear to my heart. There was a project that demanded my immediate attention because of the emergency situation that we're all facing. As you know, I am a West African. I'm from Togo, West Africa. Togo is a very small country, and there are some people there who, if they go into quarantine, they weren't able to take care of themselves or eat or even have soap to wash their hands with. So because of that, I have put up two of my artwork as a prize, and as a prize donation. So, and I had people donate to enter to win the artwork. And so we had the drawing yesterday, and we had a winner. I am thinking about doing another drawing and give away one more of my artwork, because we were able to raise $1,313. We did not quite reach the $2,500 minimum that I wanted to attain, but I'm happy with what we did, because with the $1,313, that was a lot of money back home. And, excuse me, so we were able to feed a family of 150. So we went to different homes. Like, I have my cousins and my aunties there, and we hired some people that were able to help us serve those in need of food at this time. So if you can hear me, my voice is a little hoarsey today, and I'm very sorry about that, because I've spent like the last 2 weeks just doing Facebook Lives to raise money. And I am new to the whole live scene. And so I have my voice was a little hoarsey, you know, that's why my voice is a little hoarsey, because I have talked so much just to raise some money. And the whole life thing is something new that I'm doing. Somebody was saying that if you're nervous about doing Facebook Live or going live, just act like your breath doesn't stink. Your breath doesn't stink, or your armpit. Act like your armpits smell good and just get comfortable. So I was like, well, my breath doesn't stink, so I must be okay. So I, I'm still trying to get comfortable with the camera. I have some bad angles. So I'm like, oh no. I saw some bad angles in there. I was really nervous. I'm going to delete some of the live videos because I wasn't comfortable with some of my angles. I know it's a girl thing. Guys don't really pay attention to that, but it's a girl thing. We pay attention to angles, and yeah, I had some bad angles. So I didn't appreciate that at all. So anyway, I'm not really trying to bore you too much. What I really wanted to go on to talk about today is how privileged I feel to be able to participate in this project. Also, I want to tell you like what our next moves are gonna be, because I had a whole plan before this COVID-19 hit, as we all did. You know, I'm not alone. I wanted to talk about goal orientation, how to set your personal goals, your business goals, excuse me, career goals, philanthropic goals, how to set them on a daily basis and achieve those goals, and realize everything that you accomplish everything that you wrote down. So that was supposed to be the whole month of March. It was supposed to be focused on that, but instead we're talking about something else. As times are unpredictable. So basically what we will be talking about, we will be focusing on how to stay on your goals, you know, how to stay, you know, how to keep it moving, because I believe in how energy moves. You know, body in motion stays in motion, a body at rest stays at rest. So to be able to get more energy, you have to be able to create it. So I'm not trying to stay at rest, because it's not that time yet. We stay in motion even though we're inside. We stay in motion even though we don't have anywhere to go. So what you'll see on my Facebook page, I will wake up. Sometimes I will dress very, very well. And I will take pictures and I'll just post them on my social media. That's motion. I'll get up and I will run, or I'll go for a walk, or, you know, do a yoga. That's staying in motion. You know, and also I do stay on my goals. And we're able to raise enough money to feed 150 families back home, and I'm very proud of that. I didn't want to get too emotional, but because we had some people, we found out some things in my city. You know, if you go in the cities, even in America here, you'll find that there are people who are struggling and who are suffering. Who don't have anything to eat, you know. Those people don't have anything to eat, and that's what happened yesterday with my auntie in Togo, in Lomé. So she's living in this county, and she didn't know that there were so many people in need, you know. All she had to do was knock on doors. And when she started knocking, that's when she found out that there are so many people in need. I wonder, in our own neighborhoods here, if there are people like that. You know, I want to take this time to really, really thank everyone who has donated to this cause. Every penny, every dollar has served a good purpose. Every penny, every dollar has served a good purpose. So I want you to understand something. No matter where you are right now, you may be better off than somebody else. There was a lady, she was on her knees. She was praying to God for food. Can you believe that? She was on her knees right in front of her gate. In Africa, the way we build homes, we will build the house, but then we have gates around it. So she was right by the gate, and she was on her knees, and she was calling onto what she believed. And she was calling, this time she was calling Jesus. She was telling Jesus to give her some food and that she was hungry. The moment when she was praying, my cousin opened the gate. When she opened the gate, she fell right on her and she saw the lady praying to Jesus for food. And she handed the lady a bag of food. And that bag of food we did it so the food will last them for at least 2 weeks. But 2 weeks is not enough. You know, where I am right now, I'm thinking, what else can I do? How else can I help to be able to establish systems in place? To put things in place so that people don't go without. How can we do that? You know? I know that I won't be able to save the entire world. I won't be able to save everybody that's suffering. But I want to do what I can with what I have. I want to do what I can with what I have. This COVID-19 has really opened my eyes to a lot of things. It has raised my consciousness higher to a different level. When you really aren't going through the regular routines anymore. When you're not going through the regular routines anymore, when you're able to interfere with your routine, it elevates your consciousness, it elevates your way of thinking. And I think what COVID-19 did was it has forced some of us into rest mode. Even though I do rest and I do talk about meditation, this is the most rested I have ever been. I don't have a choice. This is the most rested I've ever been. And I want to take advantage of every single moment of this lockdown. I want to take advantage of it, and I want to do what I can with it. I want to set goals and achieve them, because I have nothing and we have nothing but time. We ain't got nothing but time at this point. And I believe that we can accomplish and revamp and interfere with our regular scheduling in our heads, especially, and introduce some new things, some new philosophies, some new ways of doing things, create new habits. The most destructive habit that a lot of people are going to be creating during this long vacation is waking up. So what I've been doing was I've been forcing my body to get up around 6:30, even though I have nowhere to go. I just get up, or I'll be up at like 5:40-ish. That's when I woke up today. So I get up and I want to get in the habit of waking up. At one point, I was so good at programming my body that it woke up at the same exact time. And I am able to do that. I haven't used the alarm clock in over like 5 years. I hate the sound of the alarm clock. That's one of my things. I do not. Even if I'm going somewhere in the morning, I do not put on the alarm clock. My body is used to waking up right around 7-8-ish. So if I'm going somewhere, it'll wake up. It'll wake me up. I have not used the alarm clock in years. It's been years since I've used the alarm clock. I'm proud of that. I just wanted to create, I don't want to create like a prison mentality in my head, like I owe somebody something, like I have to get up at a certain time. You know, time is not even real. So no, I didn't want to do that. So I was able to program my body to do that. To this day, if I'm going somewhere, I just say it in my head that I'm going to wake up at this time. And I wake up exactly at that time or around it. Or before. Even sometimes I wake up before that. You know. I don't use the alarm clock. Unless I'm doing exercise. But anyway, I'm ranting here. I wanted to just tell you guys that I haven't forgotten about you. I haven't forgotten about the way the podcast goes, then the way we traditionally and originally started the podcast is still on. I just know how the internet is. The internet, you know, when something is trending, you have to follow along the stream of it. If you try to, you know, go slide it off or anything like that, like it becomes uninteresting. People are not gonna follow you. They're not gonna listen to you as much. They won't, you know. So yeah. Anyway, I hope that you are doing well in hibernation. Hibernation. The nation of hiber. Just kidding. I hope you're doing well in quarantine. I hope that you're using this time to your advantage and not complaining too much. Because if you're able to listen to this podcast, that's already a blessing. That means that you're able to get the internet. That means that you're able to afford the internet, you know. And you're blessed to be able to do that. So if you're able to listen to this podcast, you're already blessed. You're already blessed. Because there are people who, they just want to eat. They just want to be able to drink some water and be able to go to bed with a full belly. They can't even listen to this podcast because they don't have a phone. They can't afford it. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. So anyway, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We will be back to regular programming. I believe by next week, I will begin to get on business here. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. I think I already said that. All right, cut. And by the way, please make sure to follow the Mindset Muse podcast on Instagram at the Mindset Muse podcast. You can subscribe to the Mindset Muse podcast YouTube channel. We are posting videos of the audio recordings there. You can also follow my personal Instagram page at dd_essay. That's dede_esse. I'm also on Facebook at dd_essay. So you can go ahead and follow me on there as well. I will talk to you later, and we're out.